Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 to 28. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Parents always want the best for their children, of course they do. So we shouldn't be too surprised that James and John's mother came to Jesus and asked for them to have the best seats in the new kingdom. Jesus pointed out that she'd got it all wrong. In the kingdom of God, the goal was to be the last, not the first, and to be a servant rather than a master. And incredibly, Jesus himself, who had every right to be generously served, came in order to be a servant. Let's be honest, we all love to be served. We enjoy the thought of being in a beautiful hotel where our needs are perfectly met and where we have absolutely no work to do. Such experiences are right and good, but the way of life to which Jesus calls us is the exact opposite. He calls us to pour out our lives for others in just the same way as he did. In every church and community, there are innumerable volunteer roles that need to be filled. It wouldn't be an exaggeration to say that our society would not operate without hundreds of thousands of willing volunteers. Volunteering can sound at times like a big burden, but Jesus is offering us a completely different perspective. He presents service as the way to life, through which we find purpose and fulfillment. That's not to say that serving others is always easy, far from it. It's often costly and difficult, but through pouring out ourselves for others, we find true fulfillment, and we walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that Jesus came to be a servant. Thank you for every opportunity you give us for serving those around us in your name. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a copy of our free magazine called Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Save big on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains. We offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.